Operation Homefront provides emergency services and morale to our troops, to the families they leave behind, and to wounded warriors when they return home. Many military families and young mothers are often relocating their children and households alone while their service member is deployed to a combat zone. Find out how you can help these military families and ease the minds of our deployed troops. Visit OperationHomefrontWashington.com. That's OperationHomefrontWashington.com.
News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition is here. Hey, if you checked out the new website, it's pretty flashy and splashy. NewsRadioMagazine.com. There is a real cool feature. It is the listener comment line. You could give us a jingle. Right now, I don't know if they have the 800 new 800 numbers up or if it's just the local Puget Sound, Washington State numbers. For those of you out of state, I apologize. It will get up there within about a week or so if it's not up there now. I was told that it's supposed to be up shortly. But comment line, and we obviously sort through those for the best of, and we're going to do some pretty cool stuff. You might be listening to yourself on the air. You know, when we come back after the first break, we're not there yet, of course. We're going to have a guy on, and I want to talk about this a little bit. His name is James Norman. And he wrote a book. It's called The Oil Card. But he actually, the thing about James is, he is the guy that helped trigger the Securities and Exchange Commission investigation that, you know, basically led to Enron's demise. And he is an author and a senior writer at Platts Oilgram News, which is, he retired in 07, but he still is a contributing individual, the writer there. He wrote for Forbes, Business Week, and journalist. I got high hopes. He has a different take. One of the things that I thought this in the past, one of the things, the reasons we went into Iraq was because we were worried about Iraq maybe, besides, you know, we always hear about it's not about oil. It is always about oil. And that also combined with the fact that I believe that Saddam was attempting to undermine the United States and our economics, I think that he may not have understood the global picture in some way areas, but I think in the oil end, he really did understand it. And there are some really, really interesting issues about Iraq that you've not heard about. And I don't know that James and Jim and I will have a chance to get to it, but it's really important to remember. I've talked often about how big the picture is, about how global the economies are, and how tied everybody's economy is. You've got the United States basically shipping oil directly to Japan so that the relationship is not solidified, this is my opinion, with Japan. You have Russia amassing a fortune at the, I don't want to say expense, I'm not sure who the expense is. We're going to ask Jim about that. Is the expense at the United States citizens? Is it the expense at the European Union citizens? You've got, is it expensive Japan? China? Where is the expense? We're going to talk about that because right now we're trying to do battle economically with China, in my opinion. On one hand, we have Russia we're trying to keep control of. We've got bombers now in Cuba. What are we going to do there? What does that really mean to us? There seems to be, every country seems to have a list of enemies. And they have a list of allies. But oftentimes, if you look at the list of allies, there's some of the same characters on the list of enemies, just a little lower down. And then you have people left on the right that think that there's a conspiracy, there's a concerted effort to manipulate the economy, to control the economy. I'm one of those. I think there is an effort being made on many levels to control you and I, to control the citizens of every country that have a representative government or have a government that represents them. And those are two different things, of course. Did Iraq get invaded because of weapons of mass destruction? We obviously know that the mustard paste was found, but it was found a long time ago, and we have, you know, but we also know that he had made deals on the side to take the, well, maybe you don't know this. Maybe you don't know that when we took off the gold standard, and we also made an agreement with the Arab nations that they would sell oil based upon U.S. dollars, and that would be the mark for the global economy, basically. That changed the relationship. Everybody now is forced to utilize or be held to the U.S. dollar as a standard. Their reserves and everything else is based upon the U.S. dollar. That means that the solvency of the U.S. government is based upon where the dollar trades. And we're kind of in a race here in some ways, in that we're trying to stave off the wolves, if you will. And we're also, what I mean by that is, we're in deep trouble financially, this country. But yet we can't stop spending money. We have to continue the fight. We have to continue the commitment to the fight to maintain stability throughout other regions. And we have to continually be the policeman for these other countries, because what the problem, what it means if we don't do that is somebody else will, or there will be no policeman, which will then in turn affect us. The Straits of Hormuz is an example. Israel is an example. China is an example. China right now could walk in. Everybody knows it could walk into Russia, and the only way Russia could stop them is being nuclear. That's not an original idea here. That's not news. That's not new news. One of the things that I got to tell you really concerns me, particularly about Obama's campaign, is that there, you know, he says, I'm not going to invest in strategic defense programs. I'm not going to invest in the nuclear arms race. I'm not going to invest in some of the, I think that's so naive. Maybe that tells me that he really isn't educated and informed upon some of the real key issues that affect us every day. You've heard me say it before that many of the times I think the Secret Service in the White House, one of their jobs is not only to protect the president when he gets to the White House, but it's also to lock the doors behind him, so when they sit down and they have the meetings that he is unprepared for, which I think every president has been surprised, they don't get the chance to run away. The Secret Service says, no, here, sorry, you signed up for this deal. You're here for the duration. There really isn't that naivete in McCain. There really isn't that ignorance. I think that McCain has been around long enough, sat in on enough committees. He knows the score. And I'm trying to find out what the score really is with you. I'm trying to explore that with you a little bit here. We've talked about economics. We're going to talk right after the break with a gentleman that I think's got some insight. I wonder why, you know, one of the reasons why we went into Iraq, is it maybe that there was relationships being built with other countries that we did not want to have built? Maybe it's China. We'll find out here when we come back from a break coming up shortly. So stick around. And I wanted to give you a heads up. We're going to have some economic terrorists talk right after the break with author Jim Norman. And we're also going to, Forbes writer, we're also going to have coming up in a couple of weeks a discussion about terrorism in your internet access. The United States government is under siege. It is under attack daily by other countries. Who's the number one right now? From what I understand, it's China. That is not good news. Don't go away. We'll be right back with News Radio Magazine, Weekend Edition.
The same great folks that bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swan stone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com. And see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped, ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.
Putting the pieces together on state politics. Trying to pry out the perspective you won't find in the mainstream media. Join Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 for the Political Toolbox. 1 hour of getting the fix on the latest perspective on state politics and current events. That's every Saturday night starting at 7 as Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon give you the news and views you won't get anywhere else. The Political Toolbox on News Talk 1300 KOL, where your opinion counts.